Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Maseches Erev in the 221st daf in Shas. Our daf will continue the discussion of the height of a Korah that the Mishnah tells us in order to be able to carry. The first Mishnah in Erevin tells us that the Korah has to be less than 20 amos as a heker to remind you not to carry from a mavoi, which is a closed area on three sides, into a rishus harabim. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan who Rav on Beis Amar Aleph had taught us, learned out that the height of the Pesach of the Heichal, what is a normal size of a Pesach, is up to 20 amos. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, according to some, because he learns out from the height of the Ulam, which was even taller, which was 40 amos, or some say, on Beis Amar Beis in the Maskana of the Gemara, we learn out from the height of palaces, which have Pesach that is sometimes even higher than 40 amos. And the Gemara will continue to analyze Rav's position. The Gemara then will go on the reasons, the precise reasons for the Korah of less than 20 amos according to the Chachamim to allow one to carry. The Gemara then on the bottom of Gimel and Aleph will discuss different placements of the Korah and more details of the halacha of 20 amos. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara will then compare it to the halachos of sukkah, the size that's acceptable for a sukkah, with the daf concluding with some halachos of klayim. Let's pick up. As we had said, the opinion of Rav was that according to Rav, the source of the height is learned from the height of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's pick up 8 lines from the bottom where we had left off on Beis HaMibes, where the Gemara asks in the middle of the line, Ela Me'ata. First word on line is Be'alma. Ela Me'ata, according to Rav's explanation, that according to the Chacham, we learn from the Heichal. Then there's another part of our Mishnah that we did not review yet. That is hard to understand. Lo Ta'ani Le'Tzuras HaPesach. Then a Tzuras HaPesach should not work as described in our Mishnah. How does the Tzuras HaPesach work? Well, first of all, of course, the Tzuras HaPesach is the shape of a post of a doorway, what we colloquially refer to as an Erev today, the two poles and the string on top, that is the shape of a Pesach. So our Mishnah had said that we only allow one to carry in a Mavui if the entrance of the Mavui to Rishus HaRabim is less than 10 Amos. However, the Mishnah said, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, then even the more than 10 Amos is acceptable. Asks the Gemara, Ela Me'ata, if we're going to learn out from the Heichal, Lo Ta'ani Le Tzuras HaPesach. The Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't work. To a Heichal Tzuras HaPesach Havilo. The Heichal had a Tzuras HaPesach, had a doorway. Vafilo Achi Eser Amos Hu Deravach. And it was only 10 Amos wide. Alama Tanan, why is it that we learn? Of course, the word Alma could mean sometimes maybe, or we see, versus Alama being Y. Here, Alama, that's with an Aleph, that's maybe, where we see, and Alama with a Hey is Y. Alama Tana, why is it that we learn the Miesho Tzuris HaPesach, Afal B'Shirocha Me'eser Amis, Eina Tzarech L'mayet, that you don't need to make it smaller. You should have to make it smaller, because the Heichal was only 10 Amos with a Tzuras HaPesach. And if we're learning from the Heichal, so the only source is 10 Amos with a Tzuras HaPesach. More than that, we have no source. Answers the Gemara, so midi hu taima elo l'Rav. The only reason you've got a question is according to Rav, who learns from the Heichal. And in regards to Rav, Rav already answered. We have an answer. Hamasni le Rav Yehuda, l'chia bar Rav kamedu Rav. Rav Yehuda said to Reb Chiya, the son of Rav, in front of Rav, Eino tzarich l'mayet, that one does not, asnayot, the way you should learn, is Eino tzarich l'mayet. V'amalei, that's how he had quoted it. And Rav corrected Rav Yehuda, and he said, asnaya, the correct way to learn, is tzarich l'mayet. In other words, our Mishnah states that the halacha is that once there's a Tzuras HaPesach, it could be larger than 10 Amis. And that was Rav Yehuda, the Chiya bar Rav, in front of Rav. V'amar le, and Rav responded to him, Sarich lemayit. No, you need to be mimayit. Why? Because Rav, if you will, ishitaso, has learned from the Heichal. And as the premise of your question, from the Heichal, we only see a Tzuris HaPesach being kosher if the size is 10 amis and nothing more than that. Says the Gemara, Elameyata, if you're going to go with this approach, lo tahani le, amaltara. An amaltara is an ornate component to a roof which draws attention to it. A beautiful component that draws the eyes. Says the Gemara, if this was so, that we're going to learn from the Heichal according to Rav, as we've been learning in yesterday's daf, and as well as we continue today. So da Heichal, amatra hafilei. If you're going to add an amaltara, maybe you would have thought it could be higher than 20 amos, because the eye is drawn to this ornate edifice. Vafilu achi, and it was in the Heichal, nevertheless, esrim hamu hu de gavoa. It was only, at the end of the day, the Heichal was only 20 amos tall. Disnan, as we learn Maseches Midos, chamesh amalteros shel mila hayu al gabav. That there were five amalteros of mela that were made from a type called eitz milin that were on top of the Heichal. Zulam alam izu, zulam alam izu. One above the next. Nevertheless, the Heichal was only 20 amos tall. Now, the question that the Gemara is driving at is we're going to see that when it comes to the halacha by Erevin, that Amaltara can allow one to have a higher korah. Yet, when it came to the ulam, or the heichel, we said that the Amaltara still did not cause the height to go up higher, even though it attracted attention. Before the Gemara finishes off this question, the Gemara questions its question in Jewish style. The Gemara says, "V'hai mai tiyufta? What type of question are you asking from? Dilma kitani hi damalteros. When does it say this in regards to amalteros? The slip that I made is the question of the Gemara, because the Gemara points out that what we said was not a slip. Be'ulam tanya. That was said in regards to ulam, but maybe in regards to the heichal, maybe the amaltera was not existent, A, in the Heichal, or B, allowed the height of the Heichal to be higher. The high mai kushya, says the Gemara, that's not a question. Dilma tavnis Heichal ke tavnis ulam, that the way the Heichal was constructed was the same as the ulam, it had a amaltara as well. And the amaltara didn't allow for us to make it higher than 20 amos. Now the Gemara finishes off the question. Alama Amar Rabbi La Amar Rav. Why did Rabbi La say the name of Rav? Rechava Dalit Afal Bishena Beria. That a Korah is supposed to be four tvachim wide, and even though it's very thin, nevertheless the halacha is at kasher. That we'll discuss the halachas in other contexts, but the important part of what Rav said for our question is the next part. If it's designed, if it's ornate, so then in such a case, even if it's higher than 20 amis, the halacha is you don't need to lower it. Why? Because the eye is attracted to it, and therefore we allow for a higher shear. Now, if we're learning from the Heichal, so then by the Heichal, it was only up to 20 amis, yet ornate. And we see that Amaltara doesn't change Halach of 20 Amos. Why, according to Rav, would the Amaltara change the Halach? By the Heichal, does it? Rav says, we learn, according to the Chachamim, from the Heichal. Answers Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Amaltara masnisenhi. The Gemara answers this question by clarifying through Rav Yosef, and then ultimately finding a Yishuv. Amar Rav Yosef, Amalsara masnisahi. This halacha that we learned, that if it's an amalsara, it's higher than 20 amos and still kosher, that is not simply a teaching that we quoted two lines above in the name of Rav, but is actually the teaching of a braisa. If it's a teaching of a braisa, so then we need to reframe the question. Clarifies the Gemara, man katanila, who taught it as a braisa? Amar Abaye, v'achama brei de Rabbi Baravua, Kitanila. He quoted it as a brisa from Chama Brei Durabba Baravua. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we've got a different type of problem. V'tihavle amalsara masnisa v'tikshel Rav. So Rav, who said we learned from the Heichal, is contradicted by the halacha of the brisa. Because the brisa seemed to say that the halacha is that when it comes to a amalsar, it's kosher even higher than 20, yet from the Heichal, even with the amalsar, it was only 20. Amalacha Rav, dalana mehacha, remove me from the problem. In other words, Rav is saying, this is not a problem only with my shita. Masnisa milal kashana adadi. Isn't there a stira between two mishnayis or two Tanaitic teachings? What is the stira? On the one hand, it's clear, claims Rav, that we learn from a heichal. Because we learn abeza meveiz, bovu yishugva, mesra mama, yosem yipischo shaleichal, yimait. That you have to make it less. Yet on the other hand, there's halacha that says it is acceptable when it's taller. If there's an amaltra, on beis amibes, we didn't learn that. On beis amibes, we said only up until 20. So that is a stira. And so what are you going to say to answer? There are two shitas tanoi. I was following the Tana to explain that if it's only 20 amos, then we learn it from the Heichel. Period. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, below Rav Masniyase Adodi lo kasha. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, no, Rav, you wanted to say you're not the source of the problem over here, that there's just a machloikis in Tanaitic teachings. That's not true. Why? The Rabbanon Kora Taimamai. According to the Rabbanon, why do you need 20 amos? Mishum hekeira. It's in order for a person to be able to notice and to see. And this said we learned on Beis on the Beis, when it seemed that we were learning from the Pesach Shel Heichol, and this said we learned on Beis on the Beis, Yesem Pitzel Shel Heichol, about 10, 12 lines from the bottom, Simna Baalma, it was just a general simin, it was just a general idea. But not to say that we learn mamish from the Pischo Shel Heichal. So there really is no stira, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, and therefore everybody agrees that a amaltara is going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, koni chilo sriu leho de rabba. That's good if Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak doesn't hold of the teaching of Rabba. And le'i sviru le rabba, ha de rabba, if he holds the opinion of Rabba, the Abba Rabba, that Rabba pointed out, Ksiv, that the Torah Kedoshah says in regards to Sukkah, Leman yodu yedu dorasechem, kiva sukos hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael, in Parshas Emor, ad esrimama Rabba on dafbeis, im meseches Sukkah spells out, that up until 20 amos, a person notices that he's sitting a Sukkah. Ad esrimama adam yodea shedar b'sukkah. L'malam esrimama, higher than 20 amos, ein adam yodea, mishum de lo sholta bei eina. Because his eye doesn't reach higher than that. Alma, so what do we see? Gabi sukkah nami behekera pligi. That even by sukkah, there is a discussion in regards to heker. Analyzes the Gemara. According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, we had seen that the issue by the height of the mavui is heker being able to see. And the proof of it, of what is noticeable. And the proof of it is that if it's an amaltra, it could be even higher. So asks the Gemara, Alma gabi sukkah nami be kera pligi. We see that by sukkah, it's the exact same machlokas. It happens to be on Beis Amud Aleph, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether higher than 20 amos is kosher or pasul. So then, asks the Gemara, if lugu betarti lamali, why do we have the machlokis in both cases? Rashi explains that once we would know the machlokis in one instance, we would know it in the other as well. Why do the Mishnayis need to repeat it? If we know that the Svara is Heker, we would have inferred it on our own, and we wouldn't have need needed a Mishnah to spell it out. Says Gemara Tzricha. Diashmi Gabe Sukkah. I would say that when it came to Sukkah, Bahaka Omar Rabbi Yehuda, there Rabbi Yehuda said it, that the halacha is that higher than 20 amas is still going to be kosher. Kimli Yeshiva Avida Shalta Beina. Since it's made for sitting, and when people sit, they'll notice what's going on above them, even if it's higher than 20 amas. Avul mavui, when it comes to mavui, dilihiluch avud, it's made for walking. Eimim modelu l'rabbanan, maybe they're moda to the rabbanan. V'yashmin baha kamri rabbanan, maybe the rabbanan say it only in regards to a mavui, which is made bihiluch. Avul bahach eimim modelu the Rabbi Yehuda. Tzricha, that's why we need both cases. We continue in the Gemara on the last wide, narrow line on Gimel Amud Aleph. Maya Amaltura. What is an Amaltura? Rav Chama Brei de Rav Baravua Amar Kini. He says it is... What are these Amaltura? Rav Chama Brei de Rav Baravua Amar Kini. That they were birds. Some of Farshim learned that these were the... Of course, these not literal birds, but... The Amaltura was shaped into birds in the sense that on top of the Korah there was a figure of a bird, while the Rambam in Perek Yuzayin, Hilchos Shabbos, seemed to understand that it is the on the Korah itself there was a painting or a drawing of birds. Gesser Dimi Amri Marava Paski de Arza, that some said in Marava and Eretz Yisrael that it was pieces of cedar wood that were beautifully shaped into the kura. If it's a nice carving of cedar wood, certainly kini, which jump out to the eye even more. And the mandarmu says the bird, but arza would not be enough, something that jumps out. What's the reason that paska da arza is a nuf, says the Gemara, Mishum the nuf ish meshicha, that's enough mashche, it's enough to drag the eye. Asks the Gemara, v'asuka the nuf ish mashche, v'kayim baron delo. But when it comes to sukkah, then in such a case, that's not enough. Elakivin the kachashiv is like color. Since it is something that's nice and prestigious, it has a call. So this cedar wood sticks out, and for mavui, that's enough that even higher than 20 amas would be acceptable. The Gemara now analyzes four lines into Gimel Amud Aleph. Mixes Korah besoch esrim, or mixes Korah malam esrim. What happens if you have the Korah, which we said is only kosher, if it's within 20 amas? What happens if part of it is within 20 and part of it is above any 20? Similarly, mixes schach besoch esrim, or mixes schach lemalam esrim. If you have a little bit of schach that is within 20 and a little bit that's above 20, Amar Rabba. B'mavui kosher b'sukkah pasul. Rabba says that we would differentiate between mavui and sukkah. Maishna asks the Mar, what's the difference b'mavui de kosher darminan klush? When it comes to mavui, what would the logic be that we would say that we lower it down? In other words, we focus on the lower part. So then sukkah as well, the same thing should be. Sukkah nami lema kolush. Sukkah too, we should say we look at the lower part. I kalashta, says the Gemara, if we would only look at the lower part, then you take away part of the schach that's above 20, and then there would be more sunlight than shade. Asks the Gemara, if you're going to remove the part above 20, make it believe as if it's not there, so then it would become so thin that it would blow away in the wind. And the halacha is, as Rashi explains, seven lines from the bottom, Nibra Maschal and Telt Beruach, that the Chacham said that the shear of the Korah is something that is healthy, that is able to withstand another beam that would be sitting on top of it, another piece of wood, and certainly to be able to withstand the basic wind. Ela Karchach, what's the reason why? By Sukkah it's possible. The Gemara answers, El al karchach nasis kishibudin shel matechas, that when you take off the top and you only leave the bottom that's less than 20 amas, we view that area as if it is hard metal. Asks the Gemara, Hachanami, so why don't you say the same thing, not only by the mavui, but by sukkah as well? asks the Gemara, Hachanami al Karchach Nasat Silsam Meru Mechama. So why can't we view it as if it has the same amount of shade from above? Amar Rava Miparzike, Rav Miparzike answers, Sukkah Deliyachid Hu Lo Midker. It's different sukkah because there's only an individual and who's sitting in a sukkah. Each individual has their own chiyuv, and each individual might have their own sukkah. So there, people won't remind each other. But if it's something that basically is within 20 amos, you could rely on the fact that the rabbim will remind each other. Ravina Amar Ravina said the reason we're machmir by sukkah, not by mavui, is because sukkah daraisa ichmir barabanan, mavui dirachbanan lo ichmir barabanan. Sukkah, which is a mitzvah daraisa. So therefore, we're more machmir. Midrabanan, we're more meikel. The Gemara records that Rav Ada bar Masna actually had the inverse tradition of the position of Rabba. Rav Ada bar Asna Masla Shmaitza de Rabba Ipcha. Amar Rabba, he had taught in the name of Rabba, the Mavoi Posel, B'sukkah Kshera. That a mavui is possible, a sukkah is kosher. Maishan sukkah de kshera. Why is it that a sukkah is kosher? Presumably, damrina kolosh. That we would say that you flatten out from the top pressing down to the bottom, as we mentioned above. And if we say kolosh, so then in such a case, we consider the schach as being less than 20 amis. The mavui nami lema kol. So why is it by mavui we don't say kolosh? Answers the Gemara, Ikalashta, if you're going to say that as if you flatten it, Havalei Kura Hanitelas Beruach, it's something that's very thin. You're removing all of the above, and then it's even not able to stand in the face of wind, and it should be possible as a Kura for a Mavui that's not able to stand in the face of wind. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, Ikalashta, let Ikalashta. If you can say that's the problem by Mavui, that should be a problem by Sukkah as well. If you're going to remove the majority of the Schach, Havale Chamsa Merum Mitzilsa, there's more sunlight than shade. El Al Karcha Chanasis Tzilsa Merum Mechamasa. It must be that when you calculate with all the Schach just flattened lower down, and therefore there's more shade than sunlight. Hachanami, so too, you're just making it thicker. Al Karcha Nasa Kishipudin Shomateches. You're making it like spits of metal, and therefore it should not be a problematic by a Mavui either. Amar Rava. Mi Parzaikia, Rava from Parzaikia said, Sukkah, the explanation of the inverted presentation of Rabba is Sukkah de Liyakidi. Rami Anavshe Umidgar. Sukkah, since it's only built for a yachid, he'll focus and he'll remember Mavli Dila Rabimi, but Mavli it's made for Rabim, Samchi Adodi Velo Midkari. They'll rely on each other and thereby not remember. The exact opposite Svara that we had above from Rava Miparzaikya. Darmi Inshi, because why is that so? When it comes to Mavli, they won't remind each other. Darmi Inshi Kdera de Beishutvi, Loi Chamimi, Veloi Kriri. People say the kettle of partners is neither warm nor is it cold because they can't decide and they're always pulling in opposite directions. Similarly, each one is relying on the other to remind, and no one is going to remember. Ravina Amar Sukkah Daraisa Lo Boi Chizuk. Ravina says the opposite also what we had from Ravina earlier, that Sukkah, since it's Daraisa, then it doesn't need any reminder. Mavli Durabanan Boi Chizuk, and hence we allowed only if it's entirely below 20 Amos. May Havala asks the Gemara what's going to be in this in regards to the Shaila, partly above 20 and partly within 20. Rabba bar Rav Ula Amar Zevze Posel. Rabba bar Rav Ula says all of them, both Sukkah and Mavui is Posel. Rav Amar Zevze Kosher.
Rava says both are kosher. Why? Part of it is above 20 amos. Explains the Gemara on top of Gimel and Mebeis. Chalal sukkah tanan, chalal mavoi tanan. What's mentioned is specifically according to Rava, the cavity of the sukkah, the space of the sukkah up until its roof, is that less than 20 or more than 20? The answer is that's less than 20, because the schach began within 20 amos. If the schach began within 20 amos, so then in such a case, once it's less than 20, it's going to be acceptable. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava tainim misayelach. Rav Papa said to Rava, I have a brisa that supports your position. Rav Papa said to Rava, I've got a brisa that supports your position, which states that you only look at the cavity space from the ceiling to the floor. If you have money that's higher than 20 amos, yosemi pischo shel hechel yimait. The hechel gufo chalolo esrim. You need to make it less than 20. And the cavity, the distance from the ceiling to the floor in the Heichal, was 20 amos. So we see that the ceiling could be above 20 amos, as long as the bottom of the ceiling, to the point where it's, if it's measured from there to the floor, is less than 20, then it's going to be fine. Eisvei Rav Simi bar Rav Ashi l'Rav Papa, keitzad hayoise. Mavui shehi gavoya me'esrim amos. If you have a mavui that is taller than 20 amos, yosemi pischo shel hechel, which is taller than the entrance to the hechel, you might. Then you need to make it smaller. The hechel gufo, and the hechel itself, its cavity space, chalolo, its cavity space, esrim, was 20 amos. So we see beferish that we measure the 20 of the hechel in terms of its space, from the bottom of the ceiling to the floor. And therefore, even if the ceiling goes up higher, it's not going to be a problem, as Rava had stated. Rav Simi asked a kash on this. Eisve Rav Simi bar Rav Ashi l'Rav Papa, keitzad hayois, how would they make a korah? Meniach korah misfas esrim ulamata. You would take a korah and put it from 20 amos and lower. In other words, the korah seemed to have rested from 20 amos and lower. So what do we see from here? We see that not only the cavity space has to be 20, but the korah is supposed to be, the top of it, it sounds like, has to be from 20 amos down. Says the Gemara to defend Rava, Ema ulamala. Maybe you should read not Sfas Esrim ulamata, going down from 20, with the korah starting from 20 and going down, but maybe the korah starting from 20 and going up. Asks the Gemara, Va lamata ktani, but doesn't it say lamata? Says the Gemara, ha kamashmala. No, this is what lamata means. De lamata kilamala, that below is like above. Mala mala chalala esrim, just like the height is supposed to be a cavity of 20. Af lamata chalala asara. So too, when it comes to the shortest possible height of a kura, what's that? It's 10 tfachim, that it needs a cavity space of 10 tfachim. So when we say ulamata, just means that the halacha is the same thing as lamata. Amar Abaye Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Abaye said in the name of Rav Nachman. There is a little bit of background that's necessary for the teaching of Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman. The Gemara on Daf Dalid, tomorrow's Daf, discusses that there was a big confusion even in the time of the Tanoim. This is pointed out in the name of the Gaon Yaakov, a beautiful sefer on Erevin, that there was a discussion of what exactly is the length of an Amma. The question of Shiurim, it seems, according to the Gaon Yaakov, and we'll point it out Bezer Hashem tomorrow, goes back already to the Tanoim. It's not something that started with the Chazon Ish or Reb Chaim Noah. It's a long discussion that goes back thousands of years. Derech Agav, we're about to start the Bein Hazmanim. And Rav Nevin Sal said to the boys, you need to relax during the Bein Hazmanim, but you don't need to relax Shir Chazon Ish. Either way, there was many discussions about Shiurim. So Abaye says in the name of Rav Nachman that when it comes to different halachos, we follow different Shiurim for an Amma. Rashi immediately on our Gemara explains, and this will help us understand the flow of the Gemara, that how could it be that we just choose that for some halachos we say the size of an amma, for example, is 5 tvachim, and for some we say it's 6 tvachim? The answer is that there was some type of safek, and we went lechumra in regards to the confusion of the length of an amma. Now we're ready to take a look inside the Gemara. Amar Abai Mishmei Rav Nachman, Amas sukkah va'amas mavui, the length of an amma for a sukkah and the length of an amma for a mavui, ba'amma bas chamisha, is measured by 5 tfachin. Amas klayim ba'amma bas shisha. That we'll get to tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, the how to measure klayim. Let's focus on the sukkah and the mavui. Amas mavui ba'amma bas chamisha l'may hilchasa. For what halacha did we teach that we follow 5 tvachim? In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking, where is it a case where we follow 5 tvachim and it will be a chumra? L'may hilchasa, l'gova ulepirtzas mavui. When it comes to the height and the opening of a mavui, where we learned that if it's already 20 amos, it's going to be possible according to the Chachamim. So you don't measure it by amos of 6 tvachim, which would be 20 times 6, but rather you do it as 20 times 5, 100 tvachim, versus 120 tvachim, and that would be a chumra. So that's why, in accordance with the point of the Gaon Yaakov, our Gemara is bringing out the chumra that we should follow in this suffix of what's the length of an amma. Ulepirtzas mavui means that we learned that if a mavui is larger than 10 tfachim, then you can't be machshirit with a kora or a lechi. How do we measure that 10? We measure that 10 amas through 5 tfachim. That would therefore be 50 tfachim. Asks the Gemara, va'ika moshach mavui ba'arba amas delikula. We're going to have a halacha later on in Daf Hei Amud Aleph that a mavui could only be kashered, could only be fixed, that one could carry inside of it, if the mavui is 4 amis long. Now, if we're measuring it in terms of 5 tvachim, so then that is going to be a leniency, because all you're going to need is totally 20 tvachim, 4 times 5. If, however, when it came to mavui, we went with 6 tvachim, then you would need a larger mavui, which would be 24. And therefore, your chumra now becomes a kula when it comes to mishoch mavui. Answers the Gemara, Kimanda Omar, we will have to say that Rav Nachman, who taught us this halacha, was following those on Daf Hei Amud Aleph who say, Ba'arba tfachim, that when we talk about a mavui that one is allowed to carry in with a kari lechi, it doesn't have to be 4 amas. Even if it's 4 tfachim, it would be acceptable. V'iba yisema, or else I could give you another teretz. Ba'arba amas v'rov amos ka'amar, that even Rav Nachman holds that a mavui one could carry only if it's 4 amas, and in general, the rule of an amma is, when it comes to mavui, 5 tfachim. However, that's in most cases of amma, most instances. However, when it comes to mishoch mavui, there you would calculate not in terms of 5 tvachim, but rather in 6 tvachim. We put a period over here, where the Gemara now applies Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's teaching in regards to sukkah. Amma sukkah ba'amma bas chamisha. This that we learned, that an amma of sukkah we calculate by 5 l'may hilchasa. For what halacha do we teach it? Legova, for the height. that in terms of a sukkah being possible higher than 20 amas, how do you measure the amma? You measure the amma by 5 tvachim. That means that the sukkah can't be taller than 100 tvachim. And uladofen akuma. And for the rule of the bent wall. Now here, we don't have to run to the diagram, even though if you might have a diagram, might be helpful. But Rashi explains the rule of Dofen Akuma, which is an important rule of Maseches Sukkah, very clearly, 7 lines before the wide. Says Rashi, let's do Rashi inside. This now we learn in the Mishnah, Bayis Shenifchas, if you have a house that ceiling was opened, V'sikech al gabe ha-pesach b'schach, and he puts schach on top of the opening, kosher, then that is kosher. There's nothing wrong about with making a sukkah as long as you open the entire ceiling. We're going to see that could very well be at times if you don't open up the entire ceiling as well. We're going to have halachic mechanic of Dofen Akuma that's going to make it kosher. V'tikras aliyah noteres saviv. Even if there is a little bit of the ceiling that is left, umafsekes bein schach kosher l'defanos, and it interrupts between the schach kosher and the fanos. So we have a ceiling, but it's not been entirely removed. The edges of the ceiling by the walls are still there. Im yesh bein schach kosher l'dofen dal ramas psula. If there is a distance between 4 amas and the kosher schach, it's going to be possible. V'lo amrin and dofen akuma, and we don't say so. And when we say it's less than 4 amas, we have the rule of dofen akuma. We look at the schach that reaches to the ceiling that exists, which is less than 4 amas. There's less than 4 amas of ceiling from where the wall, the vertical wall ends, and the horizontal ceiling begins. There's less than 4 amas between that ceiling and the schach. So then in such a case, we consider the ceiling as a bent wall. We look at it as a bent wall, and the schach comes in contact with the wall itself. A halachic horizontal wall. It's all part of the horizontal wall. If it's 4 amos, then it's going to be possible. V'lo amrina dofen akuma pachas midalid amos ksheira. V'lo amrina dofen akuma. If it's more than 4 amos, then we don't evoke the rule of dofen akuma, as we explained before. Pachas midalid amos ksheira. But if it's less than 4 amos, then we say, we look at this as a horizontal wall, damrin and chazina lay the high schach posel kiilu hu minatvanos shenaakmu lemalim. We look at the part of the ceiling as if it's a crooked wall. Ubo ara schach kosher, and it comes until the schach kosher. So now, in our sugya, when it comes to deciding in amma whether it's 5 tvachim or whether it's 4 tvachim, if we're going to say it's 5 tvachim, so then versus 6 tvachim, then that is going to be a chumrah in dofen akuma. And like Rashi explained in the beginning of our sugya, if we're going to choose, Rav Nachman says, we're going to choose l'chumrah. So that fits in beautifully. An amma is chamisha tvachim when it comes to dofen akuma, and therefore the only type of dofen akuma would be if we calculate less than 4 amos of 4 tvachim. 5 tvachim, excuse me. So that is 4 times 5 is going to be 20. So if it's less than 20 tvachim, so then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. And we don't say if it's less than 24 tvachim, calculating an amma as being 6. Asks the Gemara, Va'ika Meshoch Sukkah. But what about the size of the sukkah that we learned? Ba'arba Amos Dilakula. That there, if you're going to tell me that when it comes to sukkah, you calculate the amma by 5 tvachim, so then the smallest size sukkah is actually going to turn out to be a kula. Disanya, as we learn in Brisa, Rebbe Omer Ani. Rebbe said, I say, kol sukkah she'ein ba dalet amas al dalet amas psula. Any sukkah that's less than 4x4 amas is going to be possible. So how could we have taught that the halacha is that when it comes to sukkah, we always calculate l'chumra by defining the amma by 5 tvachim as opposed to 6 tvachim. At the end of the day, there's a time where calculating it by 6 tvachim is going to be a chumra as well. And we would say that a sukkah that's not, let's do the amma with 6 tvachim, 4 times 6 is 24. If we calculate it by 6, then the smallest sukkah would be 24 by 24 tvachim. However, if we calculate amma as 5 tvachim, then it would be 20 by 20. That's the Gemara's question. And for the Halakha Gemara, Kirabbanan, we're following the opinion of the Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe, that the halacha is that a sukkah is going to be kosher once it holds the body of a person and a table, and it doesn't need to be 4x4. Maybe we could defend that Rav Nachman was going even according to Rebbe. And Rav Nachman was talking about the general rule, we're going to go with chumrah and say that an amma needs 5 tvachim. However, every once in a while, going l'chumra would be assuming that an amma is 6 tvachim, but it's not in the majority of cases. Because the next example of an amma by klayim is a sugya by itself that requires full attention, these calculations of klayim are not easy. Better to leave it for the beginning of the daf as opposed to the end of the daf. And tomorrow's daf is not too long. So Be'ezer Hashem, we conclude daf Gimel Maseches Erevin over here. And we now go to the halacha from the daily daf. Be'ezer Hashem, halacha from the daily daf will discuss the status of a lechi, korah, and tzuras ha-pesach above 20 amos and less than 10 tfachim. These halachos emerge from our daf. And if we contextualize it in the broader Meseches, we will see that our daf, as well as, of course, in Halacha Lemaisa, we will see that our daf really gives us a lot of information, basic information, to put into context very basic and important halachos in terms of the construction of an Erev. On our daf, we had a big discussion about a Korah that is above 20 Amos. And the Gemara says that because a Korah is for Heker, it is there to remind a person. We had Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak teaching this to us 20 lines in on Gimel Amud Aleph. Then a person won't notice if the Korah is above 20 Amos because a person's eye won't catch above 20 amos. And the Gemara, of course, equates this to the halacha of sukkah in general and describes a couple of distinctions between sukkah and mavui. But one of the basic explanations is that korah is mishum heker. It is for this reason that in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav that we have the halacha that if you have a mavui and you want to be matirit Korah. Yesterday we learned that halacha lemaisa, particularly amongst Ashkenazim, we don't use a korah to be matir a mavui today. Nevertheless, in terms of the pure halacha, of course, a korah less than 20 amos could be used, and that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Less than 20, yes. More than 20, no. Says the Mechara, v'im ha'yi begoiva chalolo. Notice we paskin like the part of the Gemara that says that we measure the space between the floor and the ceiling, Yoser me'esr mamam mitzum tzamos eina nitter bekorah. It will not become permissible with a korah. Now, over here, the Tur seems to say that a korah would not make the mavui permissible to carry, neither would a lechi. However, the Beis Yosef strongly disagrees. And the Beis Yosef points out that the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Aleph says that the Svara of a Lechi being Matir, the fourth side of the Mavui, is Mishum Michitza. That's how we paskin. The Gemara has a question over there. What's the reason for a lechi? But we paskin lechi is mishum mechitza. If lechi is mishum mechitza, then it should not make a difference whether the mechitza is 20 amos high or not. It's also less than 20 amos, so it shouldn't passel because it's higher than 20. Hence, the Beis Yosef in his Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the simple reading of the Torah, and he says, Avol nitar hu bilechi, and you're allowed to be matir the mavui with a lechi, even if the lechi is higher than 20 amos, because lechi is mishum mechitza. The mechaber then goes on and says that there are times a korah would be kashan 20 amos. Who knows it from our daf? That in our daf we had learned that if there is an ornate korah, v'imrotza l'achshira, says the mechaber b'korah, tzarech shiyaseva tziur v'chiyur. In such a case, if he makes a tziur, there's a big discussion in the poskim. What type of tziurim? In the Masifta Gemara, they have a fascinating discussion. Could that be machshir, Hanukkah menorah, higher than 20 amos? Those details we will leave for now. We're going through the basic halachos and erevin. So therefore, higher than 20 amos will passel when it comes to a korah. If there is no amaltera, no tziur, a lechi would be kosher, even if it's higher than 20, the Beis Yosef paskins, even though there are some who didn't learn this way. And finally, in regards to a Tzuras HaPesach, so that's a Beferish Gemara. On Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara writes explicitly, and it fits in beautifully in the Hesber for today's Daf. The Gemara at the top of Yud Aleph Amid Aleph mentions that a Tzuras HaPesach would be acceptable even if it's higher than 20 amos. Every once in a while, we have that. For example, when the Rabbanim construct an Erev by using electric wires running over a lechi, the wires don't have to touch a lechi as long as the board itself is less than 20, is higher than 10 tefachim, and there's an electric wire, you'll be able to say good asik and allow halachically as if this board, which is sitting directly under the wire, as if it's touching the wire itself. Now, the wire is sometimes higher than 20 amos, not a problem. It's a Beferish Gemara on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that it could be even above 20 amos. 20 amos is quite high. We had a discussion in our Gemara whether it's 100 tefachim or 120 tefachim, but could it even be higher than that? Our Gemara discussed too high. What about too short? So let's hear again the words of the Mechaber in Shin Samach Gimel Chavav. Ha de mavui niter belechi okora. This a mavui could permit one to carry in a mavui with a lechi in a kora. Daf kishenu namuch pachos me'asar tefachim meruvachim. It has to be less than 20 amos when we're talking about a kora, but also more than 10 tefachim from the ground. Now that fits in beautifully with our above discussion, that less than 10 tefachim in the ground is also no heker when it comes to a korah. As well as, if lechi is mishum mechitza, less than 10 tefachim is not a chashim mechitza, as a Gemara on Daf Hei will develop. V'lo ye'erach bo yosem yeser amos mitzinsamos, etc. This part we don't need. Avol, im chasar echel mikol elu, if there are, it's missing some of these criteria, ain lo takana ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. The only takana that you could do, for example, if it's not 20 amos, if it's more than 20 amos and it's a korah, it's not going to be kosher. But what's the eitzah? A tzuras ha-pesach. As well, a tzuras ha-pesach, Shulchan Aruch says, will be matir if the space of the mavui going into Rosh Hashanah is more than 10 amos, like we learned in our Mishnah. So it's the lash of the Shulchan Aruch is if it's too short or if it's more than 10 amos wide, Atzuras HaPesach is matir. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that Atzuras HaPesach would be kosher unlike a korah and a lechi. Again, go, Atzuras HaPesach is even if it's less than 10 tefachim high. Here the Mishnah Brura quotes many achronim, long list. Evin Ozer, Grotto, Sefer Shabbos, the Magen Mishnah, in the name of the Rajba, In Sif Katan, Tzadi Gimel, he quotes many achronim that are maskim ladina against the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, if it's less than 10 tfachim, it's not considered a halachic Pesach either. So therefore, when constructing an Erev, every once in a while, especially when people are not careful, we're going to discuss that there are many reasons why to put up the sticks in short vicinity of each other, not to let the string go for an extended length of space. And every once in a while, if the area is hilly, you could find the phenomenon where the string falls less than 10 tfachim from the ground. In other words, the distance, a falling string is not good either, but the distance between the string and the ground is less than 10 tfachim, and that would be a problem of a tzuras ha-pesach less than 10. But maybe we could add that since the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that a tzuras ha-pesach less than 10 tfachim is acceptable, if they're, according to most shitas, it's already 10 tfachim, so then maybe one could rely on the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. If the, according to the majority of shitas, it's already 10 tfachim, and it is one shita of measuring the tefach that would say that it's not, maybe there's room to be makel, according to know the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. But certainly when it comes to Lechi and Korah, less than 10 tfachim would be nothing, just like more than 20 when it comes to Korah is nothing, and it's different than both a Lechi and a Tzuras HaPesach. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha application from our daily daf.